Ted Farrell is with us this morning, and good morning, Ted. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to all you good folks at Haskell's and your families as well.
Well, thank you, Denny. Right back at you. Hopefully you had a chance to look outside and see the sunrise today with that beautiful red sky. You know, there's that old adage, you know, sailors take warning in the morning, but all of our lakes are frozen, so I think they'll be okay. They can just sit and enjoy that beautiful sunrise, and it's just amazing. And we got a white Christmas.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, it's funny you should mention that, Ted, because a listener sent me a picture of that. It is beautiful. I'm kind of enclosed in this little studio here, so I can't see much. But that is gorgeous, and we'll take it. And you're right, it is going to be warming up. What, in the meantime, on this Saturday before Christmas, can we talk about?
Well, we're going to talk about these last-minute gifts for people, because sometimes people always kind of, you know, put their alcohol needs last. They go and, you know, do Amazon shopping and do all that kind of stuff, and then all of a sudden realize they need a few last-minute gifts. And Haskell's is chock full of all kinds of last-minute gifts and great ideas for those wine lovers out there. I mean, my father always preached that one of the simplest things that you could do is just buy a simple bottle of wine that you know that that person likes, and then maybe write out a recipe, whether it's a, you know, spaghetti bolognese, whether it's a lamb chop or a veal chop or, you know, some recipe, even a tater tot hot dish, and include it on that bottle as a part of a gift. It really, truly personalizes that, and it's so simple, so easy. And, you know, it, again, it's anything out there. We have all kinds of things to do. You know, we have, for the wine lover, we actually have this fun decanter. It's called the Mayu decanter, and it's a glass decanter that actually sits on a little disc that you charge up, and you, you know, like you do charging your phone and all that stuff. The interesting thing on that, inside the particular decanter, an impeller. So not to mention, are you pouring that wine into that decanter? When you put it on the little charging pad, the impeller starts spinning and it creates a vortex. And I mean to tell you, Denny, when you're sitting there, you're at the table, all of a sudden people are just mesmerized by it. You know, they're staring at that little that tornado in there, and it's decanting the wine. And that's one of those great gifts for, you look over and maybe that person who has a huge wine cellar, you know, what do I get that person? That was so unique that people, you know, would do it. It is on the more expensive side, it's about $150, but it's so fun to do. And again, like I said, if you had a dinner party and you parked that decanter right out there, pour your wine in there. I mean, it will numb the conversation because everybody will stare at that vortex and have a fine time. You know, we also have a wonderful little sherry, this Jimenez sherry, and it's a unique wine. You know, this particular sherry is made in the Solera method. And this particular method is what they do is they'll get, let's say, 100 barrels of this sherry and put it out, and they age it for 4 or 5 years. And then you lose some to the Angel share. And then they'll take those 100 barrels and then combine them all and make it into 80 barrels. And then after 4 or 5 years, they go into 60 barrels, just depending on what the evaporation rate is. And some of these barrels, believe it or not, in this sherry are almost 100 years old. And this is a fun sherry, this Jimenez. You know, it's so unique. It's so delicious. And again, for that hard-to-shop-for wine person, it's a great deal because, you know, it's very unique. It's affordable. You know, it's about $75. But it's a very unique gift and a great way to share it because, you know, some of these collectors out there have so many different wines, I guarantee you, they don't have a particular sherry inside their wine cellar. And it's a great little dessert wine. And the interesting thing about sherry is the simple fact that they are fortified. And so you can open that bottle up and it will last, you know, a month or so, maybe even 2 months, depending, you know, you can use a vacuum in. And all that. And there's a terrific stocking stuffer, is the vacuum bin. It's a fun little device. It's so simple. I generally don't have a problem of needing to share wine or save it for the next day. It usually gets consumed. But the vacuum bin is so simple and a great little stocking stuffer. It comes with a little rubber flange that you put on the bottle. You hand pump all the air out of that. And then that can sit around for, again, maybe a week, maybe even two, depending on the wine and how much is left in there. But it's a real easy gift to give to that wine lover. And again, it doesn't break the bank. You know, vacuum bin's around almost $20, but it's just a great stocking stuffer for those particular things. And if you're kind of being an optimist, and maybe you're looking out the window saying, oh, crud, look at this snow, I can't handle it. You know, a great thing to do now is buy ahead and buy, can put your foot in the door and actually buy tickets for our beer and wine cruise this summer. We set up four cruises again. It will be in July, August, September. We're thinking about an October one as well, just so we can see the leaves. That's a great way to do it, you know, and it's a great way to explore so many different wines, so many different liquors, and also so many different beers. And what's kind of fun now on the beer level, they actually have some of those guys pouring those THC things. That's not my particular kind of drink, but, you know, they're fun to try. It's the Wild West with these THC things and what people are trying to do. But a great way, you know, you fill out a little card to say, hey, I've got you the cruise. We're going to go this in the future. And, you know, that's a unique thing to do, is because what you're doing, call it, you're buying an experience. You know, everybody can get a bottle of wine, but then you're on that boat and there's so many different wines. We have a cab table, a sparkling table, you know, for all the different wine needs. But then they have fellows upstairs mixing some cocktails, trying some different things. And it's the best way to explore it. And you're sitting there with all your friends on this boat. It's a wonderful 3-hour tour up and down the St. Croix River. There's a little lunch involved. So, you know, if you're sitting there and enjoying things, maybe you go get a little glass of Chardonnay and grab some lunch and just watch the day go by outside and watch the wonderful scenery of the St. Croix River. Enjoy a lot of people, and it's truly a wonderful thing. And maybe I'm a bit selfish because all the people who go on that cruise have a delightful time. We're so blessed to have wonderful customers that just love to go enjoy, be with people. It's a great little thing to think about, you know, if you're scratching your head and just saying, oh, this guy likes wine, I don't know what to do. You can easily do the cruises, and it's just a simple way to do it. And maybe if you buy an extra ticket for yourself, you get to enjoy it as well. So it's a win-win situation for everybody. It's a great little gift, last-minute gift for anybody to do. It's quite fun.
Also, I love that idea. You know, that's a great idea. I mean, they all have been great ideas this morning, but that one is superb.
Well, it's so much fun. The guys out on the Paddleford out there do a great job of taking care of everybody. You know, it's safe. It's fun. You're enclosed. You don't have to worry about driving for those 3 hours. You're just enjoying things. And again, you sit and you look out. The scenery is wonderful. And most importantly, though, everybody on the boat is wonderful, having a great time, enjoying one another's company, and then learning something about wine. So it's a great little way to go about a holiday flipping. You know, and also, kind of the same note that we have so many BOGOs, buy one, get one. It's amazing. So you could, you know, you could look, and we have a minor Pinot Noir at, you know, in most cases about $75 Pinot that you can get, but then you get a second one free, which is just a great little deal. Now, you can give the two bottles to your wine-loving friend, but you might be able to give them one, and you get to keep the free one. So, again, it's a win-win situation. But there's so many, about 130 different BOGOs, and it's a great way to just take care of all your customers or all your friends and all your needs for that type of stuff, just simply because you have, you know, a range from $8.99 all the way up to, you know, Chateau Yquem, that's about $500-$600 a bottle to do that, which is a fun, unique gift to do. But it's a great way just to give. And, you know, don't forget, there's a lot of different whiskeys out there for all your spirit lovers. And again, on something like that, that's maybe one of those things where you put together a little kit. You maybe get some bitters, you buy a bottle of bourbon, you know, you make a little present for them as well, just because it's a great, great little gift. Or you give a little recipe. Maybe you're out traveling and you try a little the French 75, and you put that recipe on there that say, hey, try this. I enjoyed it when I was in France. I think you enjoy it. And it just makes it that much more personal. We also have beer baskets throughout the store. So, you know, one of my salesmen always say, well, that's the brother-in-law gift, where you always forget about that brother-in-law of yours. And you get him a beer basket, and he's happy, and things are good, and, you know, your shopping needs are all taken care of.
No, that idea I've used in the past. A friend of mine who loves beer, he's not such a wine lover, but he loves his beer, and I did that very thing from Haskell's. He loved it. He wasn't my brother-in-law, but
you know, five or six different beers on there. A little bit of expression right now. You'll see there's still some holiday beers out there. you know, sometimes they release those in early November. So, you know, right now it could be a little bit scared. Some of the holiday beers that, like, Anchor Steam used to do a great Christmas beer, you know, those type of things that are out there as well. So that's a little bit more unique, which you could trade up for that, like, in-law, that brother-in-law of yours, where it might want a little Christmas beer and try that. Again, the caveat on that, there's so many, but sometimes right around now, believe it or not, you are kind of running out of supply because they probably put those in the store, you know, a Christmas beer, sometimes right around Halloween. So, you know, that it, you can run into that problem, but there's still plenty of items to choose from for those people on your list. And maybe, again, you're scratching your head, but just a little bit of creativity, a little bit of like personal touch to those gifts, and it would make someone's holiday season just that much more wonderful.
Ted, listeners are asking about that, what I would call, what you call kind of that little tornado on the table. Tell us about that again.
Well, that is the Mayu decanter, and it is about $150, and it's a glass decanter, kind of teardrop shape, that on the bottom of the actual decanter is an impeller with magnets on it or whatever. And it comes with, you know, a little charging station about the size of, you know, a sort of a teacup, so to speak, a little tea plate. And you put that decanter on there. Not only does it charge it, so it keeps the battery, but then more importantly, what it does with the magnets, it starts spinning that impeller. And so all of a sudden you just see it in the little vortex create, you know, is created. So what you're doing, you know, not to mention pouring it into a bottle is a great way to break down the wine and get it a little bit more approachable. But then that vortex is getting those oxygen in there, making it a little bit smoother, a little bit easier to drink. But like I said before, it's a little bit tricky where sometimes it might silence your dinner party because everybody's staring at the vortex that's spinning around a little bit like a tornado.
Wonderful. Ted, we're just about out of time. Let's tell folks where they can find all these great gift ideas and more.
You said it, Denny. There's a Haskell's in the metro area to take care of any of your last-minute needs, any of your holiday needs, whether it is Hanukkah coming up, Kwanzaa, or especially Christmas right now down the street coming up to us. And there's a Haskell's in downtown Minneapolis with free parking on the weekends. There's a Haskell's in Minnetonka, Haskell's out in Highland Village. We also have a Haskell's in Bloomington and Lowman's Plaza. There's a Haskell's in downtown Excelsior. We also have a Haskell's out in Stillwater, White Bear Lake, a Haskell's down south. If you're going down 35, maybe going to visit somebody, pull over and go to Haskell's Faribault. There's a Haskell's up in Plymouth. We also have our super cellar that you can stop by and see anytime in Maple Grove. There's also a Haskell's out in Stillwater. And if there is that last minute deal that you don't, you're in a hurry, you can always hit Haskell's.com 24/7. We'll take care of those orders. And we at Haskell's would like to wish everybody a very, very safe holiday season.
Absolutely. Right back at you. Thanks so much, Ted. Merry Christmas to you and your family and the Haskell's family as well. Let's get together 1 week from today.
I look forward to that, Denny.
Thanks so much. Merry Christmas. Ted Farrell from Haskell's.